Man practices taking motion away from something which does not initially have any motion. He makes motionlessness into a penalty, and having made it into a penalty, he says people mustn't be motionless, and you can take any preclear who's having any difficulty at all exteriorizing, and you can stand that preclear up and tell them to stand still, and they'll almost go mad before you finish with them. This is a strange activity for a Thetan to almost flip simply because he has to be a Thetan, isn't it? In other words, stand still. But this person who is being made to stand still has location. Remember that. He has location. And when a Thetan has been given location and is then made to be motionless in this location, he doesn't like it. But he doesn't like the motionlessness. That the motionlessness isn't it. It's the location. You get people trying to hide. Well, why should this worry anybody? That he has location. You figure they must be trying to hide from something. No, they're not. They're just objecting to having location as such. Now, you tell some preclear after you've exteriorized him, you couldn't see him at all, but you tell him after you've exteriorized him that you can see him there 3 feet back of his head. Boom. You haven't told him that he's about to be exposed to something or hurt in some fashion or another. You have told him, very bluntly, that he had location. And if he has location, he therefore must be the moving thing, and he therefore must be moved from some other point in the space of somebody else. From some other point in the space of somebody else, so therefore he is a symbol, so therefore he has mass. Now, exteriorization techniques have been relatively clumsy in view of this fact, but that is, say you tell somebody to be 3 feet back of his head, you tell him to locate himself in space, he doesn't like it, but he can do it. It's just been the lesser of several evils. But there are easier ways to go about this. Every time a Thetan has been immobile, any time during this life, he has considered himself at once to be in pain or incapacitated or hurt. He has associated motionlessness with being injured, hurt, upset. Well, the fact of the matter is he doesn't have any location at all. He can locate himself for the purposes of perception. He can do this. But he actually has no location. Now, let's take a look at the mockery end of the tone scale. The lower part of the tone scale always has a mockery band. Anything that's high on the tone scale, you will find in mockery on the lower part of the tone scale. And we discover that a solid object has very little vibration in it. I told you now that time was change, didn't I? As long as we had change, then we had an awareness of time. So the vibration level of a solid object which is being motionless is very slight indeed. And we get energy itself able to be sufficiently hard or solid, or we get a ridge, a Thetan's ridge, an energy mass someplace around his body, being sufficiently hard and solid so that it apparently is not moving. It is a no-change item. See, there's no observable change in it.